Good afternoon, Muskegon. This is Tony Williams.
And this is Chauncey Williams. This is the show, What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for financial success.
All right, Chauncey, we had a great week here in our community. We had a signing day earlier in the week. Got a chance to see some of our student athletes.
Oh, yes.
I talked some papers that's going to allow them to go and get an education and take some of that burden off of their parents. So
yes,
that's great.
I saw the coaches Sunday night, I believe, last week, and they were saying that out of 22 seniors, somebody misquote me. If I misquoted, probably like 22 of them got scholarship offers.
You're not misquoted.
Yep, that's a championship to me.
It was 11 today, and there's 11 more that probably awaiting the ACT scores to, go into college. So that's a phenomenal number.
Yeah, and we had a game earlier in the week where we played against Ben Harbor, the supposedly number one girl, against our number two,
Marquita
Cook. So
I'm pretty sure you guys had a tough time with that young lady that was number one, headed over to the University of Michigan, I believe.
She was a good player, but, that was a good player against a good team. So basically the game was over in the first quarter. It was like 19-1 at one point. It was like 23-6 by the time the second half came. She started putting up buckets. So she's a great shooter. Take nothing away from her. But, Muskegon Lady Reds are not playing. So, and Madrika Cook is just a complete player, unselfish, triple-double, probably like seven of them in a season. And it's just amazing just watching her lead her group and her group respond to her, and they can put up points too. So, and I just commend Coach Walker for what he's been doing with her and getting her to see the whole vision of what we're trying to do.
So I guess the adage about a good team is better than any one player on the opposing team.
Hey, let me shoot the ball too.
Yeah, that's great, Chauncey. Well, tomorrow is the Super Bowl. And, I was earlier in the week thinking about what topic should we cover this week. And I thought, we're going to have some fun today. We normally try to give you guys some really pertinent information about finances, and repairing your credit. But I thought, since we're on the eve of the Super Bowl, let's just talk about some of the financials behind the Super Bowl, because this is a huge event. There was a time when Congress had considered making this a national holiday because of the amount of interest and the amount of dollars that this event generates from a local level where it's played at to a national level.
So it's looking like a lot like Christmas. They thought they're making the same amount of money.
Hey, one of the things that I'm going to share with you talks about food consumption, and there's only one other day in the year where there's more food consumed than the Super Bowl.
Thanksgiving?
You got it.
Wow, so that is a national holiday. So the Black Friday after the Thanksgiving, right. Sell all the jerseys of the losing team.
Yeah. So Easter, Christmas. Oh, man, it is absolutely almost ridiculous the amount of money that this event generates.
It's 50 years old. So
50 years old. And with the 50 year old, I don't know if you've had an opportunity to see the new logo this year.
I saw it with the chrome 50 and the trophy coming through the middle.
Right. So we know that in past years, we've always used Roman numerals.
That's right.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So I'm thinking, there's got to be a reason why we decided to go with the Golden 50.
Okay.
And there he is. It's from a marketing standpoint.
All right. Give us the pointer.
Roman numeral 50 is an L. And when they went to design this logo, the aesthetics just wasn't there. They didn't feel like this was something that they needed to show, the success of this event with just an L, Super Bowl L. So they basically dissed the L and went with the 50. But next year, they are going back to the Roman numerals. But I thought that was really interesting is that the marketers felt that that just didn't do justice for a 50-year anniversary for the Super Bowl. So that's why you won't see Super Bowl L this year. It's going to be the 50.
Okay. All right. So I thought about that. I was like, why is that a number up there? So
yeah. So next year, it'll be LI for 51.
Okay.
And evidently, they've done some work to enhance that L1 to make it look good for next year. And in the process of doing that, I did find some other interesting things about this Super Bowl. From a philanthropy standpoint, that they're going to give 25% of all the money that's made off this Super Bowl to 50 different funds, different programs in the Bay Area to aid with youth development, community investment, and sustainable environment.
That's what I'm talking about now. Now they're doing it right.
Yeah, so they came up with the 50 because it's the 50-year anniversary, and 25% is a huge amount of money. And, of course, the 50 comes after everybody's been paid.
And what city is our Super Bowl going to be located in?
The city is Santa Clara, okay, Levi Stadium, Levi Strauss, yep. Who makes the Blue Jeans. It's a 75,000-seat venue. The CBS has the rights to the Super Bowl this year.
The contract.
Yep. The winning players will receive $102,000 per person.
Each player on each team.
Each player on each team for the winners. The losers will receive half of that. They will get $51,000 per man.
Goodbye. Denver. Someone can buy some socks and a watch with them.
Yeah, that's mad money for them, man. Yeah. Mad money.
Not some of them guys. You know, some of them guys, they get paid, what, every week? The 16 weeks. The NFL contract is a week. Right. You get paid per week.
Right.
So some of those guys getting, like, if you make $16 million a year, you're making $1 million a week, and you getting that tax, your check, I think they get paid every Monday.
Every Monday, is how that work?
Okay. Man, so that direct deposit hit for $1 million, or if, for $500,000. And you jacking it that whole, and you living week to week, because you know the insurance is different too. With them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they like, it's like catastrophic for them.
Oh, my.
I know you know that. That's your game.
Man, you know what.
They won't even pick them up, would they?
Yeah, right. No, they have to go to Lloyd's and London's to get insurance coverages because they're in such a high risk industry.
Luxury tax, you know, on that.
Average life of a running back, 3.5 years.
Yeah.
So when you look at guys that's been around the league, you know, 15 years, like the guy from Oakland, Woodson,
yeah,
just retired. I mean, he way ahead of the average. But, you know, there are guys that's in the league flash in the pan. You know, they're good 2-3 years, then they're out of the league looking for work. So, yeah, that's what those guys get paid. A few more little informational notes about this game. The trophy is made by Tiffany & Company. We know about Tiffany Jewelers.
Okay.
22 inches tall, weighs 107 ounces, and it is worth $25,000.
Everybody get in on a little bit.
For the trophy, yes, right. Now, spending, and I'm going to do some breakdowns later. Spending in the United States on the Super Bowl from a merchandise, apparel, and snacks are expected to surpass $14.3 billion for Sunday. $14.3 billion.
A lot of chicken wings.
It's
a lot of chicken wings.
And then for the Santa Clara area, the Super Bowl forecast for an economic impact of $500 million for this weekend. $500 million.
That's something that drives our economy. That's all it is. Like okay. You said, national holiday, give them a day off so they can buy more booze, more food, and just let them hang out. Just make it a Monday, you know, just make it a –
And I got a statistic on Monday, too.
No, call off.
Who don't make it to work on Monday?
Go ahead with the statistic of that.
I got it on there. Which also says there's going to be an additional 100,000 visitors to the area for the game.
Okay.
TV coverage, broadcasted live, 170 countries and territories, 25 different languages. Okay. 25 different languages, Mandarin, Chinese, Danish, English, French, German, Hungarian, Japanese, Portuguese, Spanish, and so forth. The official they're charging $4.5 million for a 30-second spot. Just say $5 million, okay?
Wow.
For 30 seconds. Last year, Super Bowl was the most watched single TV program ever.
Yes, I got this book. We are preparing for speeches right now. I'm teaching a group of my students how to do speeches. And this book I have, I can't remember the author's name, but I had this book a long time. And it's called The 30-Second Message.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do is you have to relay a message that's so powerful in the 30 seconds to convince that person. And a lot of times they ain't got to remember the product. If they remember what happened, the product could be in their background and their mind.
Right.
And that's why all Super Bowl is about, 30 seconds.
30 seconds. They've tabbed it where you don't need a minute, because most of the time if people headed for the restroom or whatever, if it's a break at halftime, but, I mean, during the game. So 30 seconds is the time frame which they've tabbed it to be the most beneficial for advertising. And speaking of advertising, 30 seconds, $5 million. We all know what Anheuser-Busch has done over the years.
That's right.
Okay. But they gave Anheuser-Busch steep discounts because they were, you know, one of the main contributors. But that contract is about to end. Okay. They're cutting back this year. This is going to be the last year that Anheuser-Busch will be advertising on the Super Bowl in the way that we've seen it in the past, along with Doritos. Doritos also is making some changes to their advertising. But I think those are probably two of the main advertisers for the Super Bowl and some of the most memorable commercials. Food and drink. Super Bowl Sunday is the second largest day for food consumption in America behind Thanksgiving, which you called out earlier.
Yes.
Dip spreads top the choice of food to eat during the Super Bowl, followed by chicken wings, popcorn, and pizza. And it will be 325 million gallons of beer distributed on that day. That's a lot of beer, man.
You know, I teach a life skills class in the correctional facility. Mm-hmm. And it's on Sunday from 7 to 8. And the guys asked me last week, like, are you coming still? I'm like, yeah, I'll be here. It's only an hour. The class only an hour. I'm like, you like the Super Bowl like that? I say, I don't drink.
Okay.
I'm like, well, I'm going to have you some chicken wings. I'm going to eat. But I don't drink. I'm like, I'm going to be all right. I'm like, I'm going to come and kick it with y'all for an hour, do my duties, my community service, duties with you guys and help you all and my charity, and be right back where I need to be at. I
said, I'm going to make sure they be there too, though, now. Okay.
They got the game. Look, okay. Where they at, they got the game too.
Right.
Because so when I'm teaching the class, it's a screen that they can see the game.
Okay.
They can see it too.
That's cool. So they'll show up.
Yep, so it's going to be, they come into class, so it's all love. That's all it is. So I was just thinking about that. I was like, oh, my wife asked me, you still going to go? I said, yep.
Absolutely.
I'm committed to what I do.
That's your commitment, man.
You know?
And there's another piece we're going to hit on. I'm going to change gears here. Ticket prices for the very first Super Bowl, $6.
Oh, let's take the times machine. Please.
First Super Bowl was $6. Is that incredible or what?
Was it packed?
You know what? I don't think that first one between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers, I don't believe it was a sellout. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think so, Chauncey. Check my notes here. Make sure. Nope, it was not. It was not a sellout. So now, compared to what you could purchase a ticket back then, but Super Bowl 50, tickets are right around $6,350. That's ridiculous.
That is.
That's a lot of money.
But it worked. That's better off if you just do this, send your kid to camp for like 8 years and hope that he make it to the NFL and get the tickets for free.
Okay.
That's that $6. Invest in your child education. Make sure he just train and do what he's supposed to do and get good grades. End up going, getting a scholarship and make it to the NFL, and you just sit there for free. Yeah. And when you make it to the Super Bowl, you got your free tickets.
That's what the tickets cost, man. Is that ridiculous?
Ooh, $6,000.
And then there's a maybe next year type of a scenario. There's a few teams that have never made it to the Super Bowl. Jacksonville Jaguars, Houston Texans, Cleveland Browns, and there's one other team that's never made it.
Even when the Texans was the Oilers?
Well, no, they're not counting them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
So it's different ownership.
Right. They call them recently added Jacksonville, Houston, Cleveland Browns, and Detroit Lions.
Ah.
You didn't know that, Johnson?
Look, Keith, I know about Detroit. But then that's we made it. We made a bowl before the bowl. We made us.
We got championships before Super Bowl.
Okay. Right, yeah, right. I'm saying we got something.
Yeah. Yeah,
we got the Reg League championship. We in there. I like our Lions.
I'm a Lions fan.
I'm
man.
A hometown guy. I like everything hometown. I had K-Woo when I was a kid. So whatever sport team was playing, I thought the Red Wings just played like the Globetrotters or like the Pistons was like the Globetrotters. They play the same team. That's the only thing they broadcast. They playing the Celtics. They playing the Hawks. They playing the Bulls. They didn't show you playing them everybody. I didn't see when they played the Bullets and the Denver Nuggets.
No.
I saw when they played the teams in my region. That's how cable was back
that's
then.
That's how it was. Yeah, a few more numbers, and we're going to get into that betting side of this equation.
Mm. Gambling.
Talks about 8 million pounds of popcorn to be consumed on Monday. All right. 28 million pounds of potato chips. 1 billion chicken wings.
So the farmer doing great.
1 billion chicken wings, man. Let's see, and 20% increase in antacid sales on Monday after the game, and 7 million people will not show up for work on Monday.
So let's do an average wage.
Okay.
So the average wage could be, let's look at that. When you look at the average wage of somebody, you see that, all right, somebody making the average of probably, $10 an hour?
Yeah, I use 10. That's above the... Minimum wage, yeah.
Yeah, let me do my calculator right now.
Okay, while Chauncey's getting that, we'll knock off some more numbers. $5.6 billion will be spent on Super Bowl-related items. 35% of all ticket holders will be writing off their as business expense. 35% of the folks that attend is a business function. The Super Bowl.
Wow, so they can spend up to $10,000, $15,000.
And write it off.
Yep. $70 million.
$70 million.
In lost wages.
Lost wages. So might as well just have it a holiday. That Monday needs to be a holiday, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see what we got. Oh, here, 40% of Super Bowl viewers are not even fans. That's like half of the people are not real football fans. Okay.
People just cooking.
They just want to watch this. 25% of the women who watch the game and enjoy it. That's all right. That's all right. So now we're going to move on here. We're getting out of time. We'll move to the betting side of this thing, Chauncey.
Okay. Yeah,
huge.
I was looking at some things too myself. Go ahead and give us some of them numbers on how they be betting on that on the Super Bowl.
Okay. Last year, $116 million was bet on the Super Bowl in Nevada sports books. And they won. They made $3.2 million when the Patriots beat the Seahawks by 28-24. Now, this year, it looks like it's going to be from a total amount, it's going to be $4.2 billion, okay. Only 3% is legal. There's 97% are illegal wagers. $4.2 billion. So there's a huge market for illegal betting. You know, I think they also include in that number is the office squares. Office pools.
Yeah, that's one.
I got a quick little note here, and then we're going to get into some other numbers. There's a place out in Vegas called William Hill, which is a gambling house. They've already had one guy come in and place $623,142 on the Carolina Panthers, right? That's over $500,000 he's bet. If he wins the bet, straight up, no points, if he wins the bet, he'll make $327,000. $969 on his bet. But if he loses it, he's lost his $623,000. Yeah.
So are you just trying to double his money?
Basically, yeah.
So it's a 50-50 chance they're going to win then, basically. That's what they had. Odds are not crazy.
Well, most of the odds makers, everything's going towards
Carolina.
Carolina. Yeah. Yeah. So, but he bet it straight up that they'll win.
Yeah,
so
they could double his money.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, maybe the guy's a millionaire and that's something he just took out of his piggy bank.
I hope so.
To go play. So,
$600,000.
That's a lot of money. This betting on the Super Bowl is huge. And we know what kind of impact it has, not only on individuals, but the game itself. I'm going to just show you a couple of items they call proposition bets, which is what we were talking about earlier, right?
Yes.
They bet on the coin flip, right?
And bet on quarters.
They bet on quarters. Here's one says, will Peyton Manning be seen crying at any point during the entire broadcast? So you can bet $100, and if he cries, you win $600 during the broadcast. How many times will dab or dabbing be said by the announcers during the broadcast? There's an over and under. The over is 2, it's even money. You bet $100, you win $100. Or it's under, you have to pay $140 to win $100.
He wearing that shirt. I know Cam Newton gonna wear that shirt.
Yeah.
Say dab. That's the marketing tool for him. Is it? Under Armour make a lot of money off of that.
Man, that's why they want him to wear it.
What a dab.
Will there be an earthquake during the game? That's a bet. That they're betting on that. Will there be an earthquake during the game? 10-1. $100 to win $1,000.
Wow.
So that's what we're talking about. There's just so much stuff that's into this Super Bowl. What color will the liquid be that is poured on the winning coach? Orange, blue, clear, yellow, red, green, purple. And they all have basic payoffs on the odds of what that would look like.
So somebody got the inside thing on a trainer. What you pouring tonight?
What's the color of the Gatorade?
The Powerade or whatever company got the contract.
Here's an interesting one, too. When the Super MVP is named, what will they mention first? God, team, city/fans, coach. And then there's payoffs based on what he mentions first.
Wow.
So with all that, this one here. What color will Beyonce's footwear be when she comes on stage for the halftime show? You can actually bet on it. Is that crazy? Yeah, so there's like 50 of them that you can do. How many wings will Buffalo Wild Wings sell on Super Bowl Sunday? The over and under is 12 million.
You can bet on that?
You can bet on it. You can bet on it. How many chicken wings will they sell? Yeah, who will win the coin toss? You can bet on that. Over and under, how many points are scored? And like you said before, by the quarter. You can do it by the quarter as well. Will there be a penalty for excessive celebration?
Well, it's a movie that I saw and I watched. Will Smith is in it. Focus. That's it. Him and the young ladies in it, and they're at the Super Bowl, some fictitious Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They make up in this film. And Will Smith goes in, and he's a pickpocket. He's a manipulator.
Okay.
And he meets this guy that's a millionaire or like a billionaire. And they bet, him and his girlfriend playing around, they bet on a pass or something that the guy scores, and he scores. So then she ended up winning some money.
Right.
So the guy basically said, I want to bet too. So they bet in the game also. And the girl said, I don't know nothing about on football now. Because they was talking about some lady sitting down, a lady walking down the aisle, and all the guys were looking at her body or something. And she said it'd be 7 guys or 8 guys. So she won. Mm-hmm. Then the Chinese guy was like, let's bet on the game. She's like, I don't know football. She sat down. So Will Smith gets the guy to bet because Will Smith loses every bet until the last bet. And the last bet is for the girl to pick a player off the field, any player.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of it, the guy, the Chinese guy, had to pick the person first, and she had to guess his person.
Oh, wow.
So they staged everything. They trained his mind to pick number 55 because the whole week, they had number 55's flashing at him.
That subliminal effect.
And he thought it was his spirit telling him, but it was always them sending the message.
Set him up for 55.
So he ended up got the bet all the way up to $1 million. He took all Will Smith money up to $1 million, and he took $1.5 million from him. Doubled the bet, $3 million. So the girl ended up betting and winning the bet. So it just goes back to how, when I was going to talk about it, it's just some pointers about gambling being addictive.
Yeah.
And that was a sign of somebody being addicted to gambling because high stakes does something to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets you to say, I'm getting ahead. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, they talked about it being an issue a mental issue, but now they call gambling a substance abuse.
Yeah, it's like a disease.
It's
yeah.
a substance abuse like alcohol. They say if your parents are born with alcohol abuse or alcohol addiction, you don't have to drink. You can fall into a gambling addiction.
Okay.
And just some of the signs would, like, signs and symptoms of a problem gambling include, like, craving for gaming, depression. And this is just some notes I pulled and just some basic things just to share with the audience. Feelings for remorse after gambling. Gamblers feel that they need to bet more money more frequently. In spite of escalating losses, the person continues to gamble, believing that they will recuperate their losses.
And right.
That
one
film,
more shot.
That
one
film
more
just
chance.
Kept on happening. He said, yeah. double it. And you've seen the anger. It's a great film to see, too, though. And it's based around a fictitious Super Bowl. Okay. Increasing financial debt, using income and savings for gambling, borrowing money, resorting to gambling to meet financial obligations, loss of control, loss of sleep. A person persists in gambling behavior in spite of growing severe negative consequences. Repetitive, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling. Mm-hmm. Rising obsession with gambling. It's just so many things that can happen and that people just get drawn in. And once you get drawn in, and if you got an addictive personality, mm-hmm. you're in there. It's a substance abuse.
Yeah, and it's pretty clear based on the kind of money that's being moved around just on this one event. There's a lot of folks like that in this country.
Yes, it is. And they crave it. I could just think back to a time when my first incident seeing somebody lose a large amount of money. I was in college, and they just built the Motor City Casino.
Okay.
And at the time, it wasn't finished, but they had parts you could go in if you were a high roller.
Right. They did a temporary. They had the temporary casino site set up.
Yep, and they just opened that. It. So my friend, we were in college, and we went down. It was like three of us. We were all in college now, so we don't have no money.
Right.
And it's not even scholarship check.
You went to
check.
The same college yeah. I went to, you didn't have no money. Yep.
And it wasn't scholarship check time where you get a little refund or something. Right. Because you got some extra money to buy books or something. So it wasn't that time either. So they said, just come on down. We're going to go to the casino. I'm like, I don't gamble. I'm like, I'm just going to eat me some good food and probably hang out. At the time, I did consume alcoholic beverages. Mm-hmm. So I'm there. And I'm thinking we're going to be on a regular casino floor. They take us all the way up in the old casino where you can go all the way up to the high roller part. And the guy I was with, a friend I was with, he had the little car. He flipped it through. So I go in. I see, like, Terry Mills, Grant Long. That was his
Grant
name.
Grant Long. And Terry Long, yeah.
Michael, somebody he played for the Pistons. Grant Hill was there. Several guys. And I even seen some guys from this city also. And they was looking at me like, how you get in here, Chauncey? I was like, I'm with him.
I'm cleaning
up. I said, I'm with him. They like, who is him? Because, like, we with them.
Right.
And we don't got the money they have. And you in here. And we know you in college. I was like, I'm with him. So I'm walking around, eating. I'm having my little beverage. And, you know, I'm conversating. And as we go through our day, we hang out. And then my buddy said, man, I'm seeing him in the corner. He's mad. And I'm looking at him. I was like, what happened? I said, I lost some money. I said, you always lose money. That's nothing.
Okay. He said,
I lost $50,000. I was like, $50,000?
That's a lot of money.
I said, that's a lot of money. And that's my first time that I've noticed that he's a good buddy of mine. And he just, this was years ago. So mm-hmm. I know he's long removed from that now. His life is stable and under control. But just seeing him go through that like it was nothing. He was there for about 3 hours and playing blackjack and things like that. He did that and ended up losing all that money. And I was there. I was present at that time.
Man, and they had to call 911 for me.
But then when you were in a high roller stake, when you were in a high roller situation like a Super Bowl and you gambling, the wages are high.
Yeah.
You know, you sit at the table and somebody across from you is an NBA player and they bet $10,000, bet $5,000 a hand, and they playing with black chips or whatever the high stake chips is.
Right.
You trying to, if you win, bet big, you win big. So that gets into the symptoms I said. You like, I think I can win this time. I'm feeling the itch. I'm feeling lucky. It's going to happen. I'm going to bet everything on the Super Bowl. I'm on the DAP. The DAP going to help me win. The DAP might be the setup.
It might be. That's why they give you all this stuff, man. How many times would Cam Newton do the open shirt Superman motion during the game? I mean, it's guys, you got to be addicted.
Yep.
In order to want to make that bet.
Yeah, I watch him all the time. I follow him more than I follow my kids' games.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I watch everything Cam Newton do. He's on Twitter. He's on Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, he dapped again. I know. I'm gonna bet everything. I'm gonna bet my life insurance on him. My life insurance. I'm gonna cash it in, and then I'm gonna go and see if my whole life and see if I can make this Super Bowl happen.
Yeah,
it's people that do that.
Oh yeah, it's people. Man, it's ridiculous.
Sign a house in order. Take an extra loan out during this time. I've seen it. I've heard of those stories.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. So I mean, you know, it's even elections, right? Yep. They you can go out there to Las Vegas and you can bet on these primary elections and just crazy stuff, man. And you know, you can't be a stable person. You know, it's always individuals say, "Hey, I'm gonna bet on this team. I bet on that team." Okay, that happens, right? We're gonna bet a soda pop. You got so and so, and I got so. That's harmless. But when you start digging down into this gambling thing, when you know they only put these things out there because they know people are attracted, and they'll come in and they'll put money down. So I think the point is you made that there are those that are casual.
And it's problem gang.
And then there's problem gamblers.
Yeah, it's like they do it to say, "Hey, I need to gamble. I got to pay these bills."
Yeah, because there's some kind of enzyme released by the brain. I'm not a chemist or a biologist to talk about what that is, but that it satisfies that craving.
Yeah.
To that adrenaline that you get by making that wager, and and it's just like any other addiction, like you.
Yeah, that's what I'm a quote from the. That's where I got this article from. It says, Medical News Today, it says, the gambler becomes trapped in a vicious circle in which there is an increased craving for the activity. At the same time, the ability to resist drops. Mm-hmm. So the craving grows in intensity and frequency, but the cause of the problem gambler and his or her inability to control it. So it's like, once it gets a hold of me, it's got me. Mm-hmm. There's no calming down from it until I lose everything.
Until you lose or hit rock bottom.
And then come back to yourself. So That was just interesting to look at. This is a big weekend. It's high stakes for our country. It's high stakes for the individuals that's going to be gambling. And it's all fun until it gets too serious. So
right.
I just want to share, like, if people are into those things, like gambling like that, just steer clear of addictive behavior, please.
Okay, so I think that's our show for tonight. We promise we'll get back on track next week with some really substance type of discussions, but we thought we'd just have some fun this week talking about the Super Bowl, because that will be the main topic of this weekend's sporting events. This is Tony Williams.
And I'm Chauncey Williams, and this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for financial success with 103.7 The Beat.